This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, and we give you more for free than they'll charge you for. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. So, been talking about the healthcare thing tonight, and actually significantly for the first time this week. It came up here and there, but we really had the chance finally to dig in to some of the details, because I've been curious as to what the details are. And so, U.S. News and World Report is going to lay out what their interpretation of this, 3,000-page healthcare reform bill is. Now, let me make it clear. I do not support the status quo of healthcare prior to the Barack Obama healthcare reform bill. It was already a socialist healthcare system. This is just making it even more government control. Now, there are still some private options out there, and in many socialized countries, there are private healthcare options. In fact, we had an email last week or a story last week about one South American country where the private options are far more affordable than they are here in the United States.
Wasn't it El Salvador?
I don't recall. But they have a – yeah, might have been right. That might be right, El Salvador. But they also have a socialized healthcare system. It's just that it's so awful that people know that they know where they're going to get the best care from. So they go and they patronize the private clinics, which luckily haven't been outlawed. So
people are going out of country now, too, for, like, you know, plastic surgery. I know that where is it that does the really good sex change operations? I think it's you know, really cheap compared to here.
That was Vegas.
Like a fraction of
the
cost.
Been pricing that around.
And the thing is, like, they do a lot of them because it's cheap, and so they're really good at it.
Yep, that's right.
And it's actually, like, the best place you could go, even though it's, like, cheaper. So.
And it's going to get that way, where you're going to start seeing more healthcare tourism from people leaving this country to go on a vacation and get an operation.
One of the things the Seasteading Institute is looking at is buying an old cruise ship and turning it into a floating hospital where they do, you know.
They have mercy ships and things like that, so those already exist. Mm-hmm. And I think, but you're talking about one that would be for profit, essentially a business, floating business.
It's a sort of
just off the coast.
A kind of agorism, I guess. Sort of.
Yeah.
It's legal. I mean, it's a way of avoiding, you know, by a way of legally avoiding the harm caused by regulation.
So
I shudder to think how it's going to entirely work. I imagine the states will probably still try to come after them.
They'll find some way to do it. I mean, it's always a justification anyway, right? Anytime they use violence against someone, it's always just some kind of justification system. So they'll just try to come up with something, you know, some indirect way to impede them from getting away with it, in tariffs or something, you know, tax people when they try to fly out there to it or something.
Kent Garber at U.S. News and World Report is going to give us a rundown here of the 10 things that are and are not in the health care bill. Public option, individual mandate, donut hole, excise tax. These terms are so complicated and so abstract, it's no wonder that more than half of Americans, according to a recent poll, say they still don't know what the Democrats' health care bill contains. And honestly, I don't know how half of Americans or nearly half of Americans could claim to know what's in that bill. They haven't read it.
3,000 pages? The people who voted on it didn't read it.
Right. I mean, and we're taking U.S. News and World Report's word for this, right? Because none of us are going to go and spend any time reading that crap. Here's a cursory look at what's in the legislation in the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives passed and Barack Obama signed, and what didn't make the final cut. Number one, insurance for millions. Under the legislation, 32 million more people will have health insurance in 2019. That's a decade from now. Then without the bill, about a decade. That means more than about... Excuse me, that means that about 94% of all U.S. citizens will have insurance by the end of the decade, and that still falls short of universal coverage, but it's a significant increase from the 83% of the American citizens who are covered today. So millions more people will be forced into the health insurance system, as Dave pointed out last hour, including people that would rather not be, including people that maybe chose purposefully not to purchase health insurance. Number two, coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Right now, insurance companies can deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions like cancer and heart disease, to name just two of many. The healthcare bill would ban this practice. And this is one of those things, this little blip here, it seems, you know, they just mention it like it's, oh, great, everybody's going to get insurance now. Well, there's tremendous cost that goes along with that.
Absolutely, because as I understand it, and like you said, I haven't read these 3,000 pages. I don't understand the ins and out and the intricacies. But as I get it, there's a $2,500 fine for not carrying insurance. But
which they'll jack from your paycheck, I imagine.
Right, and I don't know if that's individual or if that's you know, for a family or what it is. But I can tell you that when we were looking at insurance, Laura and I, it was $200. It was $200 a piece already. So, and that
per month. Per person per month.
Right, and that was a couple years ago. Right now, we're going without. We don't have it. Jack does. We don't. And so that's $2,400 a few years ago. So I can only assume with all the news of healthcare rate, healthcare costs rising and healthcare insurance rates rising, right, that it's more.
Now that your insurance company is going to have to cover somebody with a heart condition or cancer, right, or whatever, imagine how much more it's going to be. And so that makes it more difficult for people to be able to afford these things, meaning they're going to look to the government for more subsidies, or the companies are going to essentially end up throwing up their hands and saying, we can't do this anymore. We can't afford to run this business.
Right, because basically people are mostly buy insurance for catastrophic situations, and that means that if something bad happens, you can go out and buy insurance. Now, granted, if you get hit by a bus, you're still taking your chances, but you know, I mean, if the government forces insurance companies to take people that have, say, a heart condition or something like that, a certain amount of the danger of not having health care is taken away, so fewer people will carry health care insurance, so therefore the insurance companies will have to raise the rates some more to cover the people that currently have it, because the people that currently have health care insurance need it. So it's not, there's no pool of people who don't need it that they can get rates from.
Either that, or they're just, you know, they're just trying to be extra responsible, and now they're going to be penalized for that, you know. I also am not covered right now. I looked into catastrophic coverage. The whole idea is if you have, like, I think you have to create a healthcare savings account of at least $5,000, and then you can get catastrophic coverage. You know, you're allowed by the government to get catastrophic coverage. It's something ridiculous like that. And even that's pretty expensive. You know, it's expensive for a young person for something that doesn't cover anything. Like, you know, it's not that much less than the insurance that covers a lot of, you know, regular stuff that people go and do. And so it's really not that much savings. And that's sort of what I would like to get if it were reasonably priced and everything. But even that's sort of like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time justifying it.
I think that this provision where they're going to make it so to mandate that these insurance companies they'll have to take people with pre-existing conditions will increase the cost of the insurance to make it so difficult that the government's going to have to come in and swoop in to save the country, right, with their government insurance program.
They'll call it a market failure.
Right. Yes.
After they create it, they'll call it a market failure. Look for it to happen. Mark our words.
Mm-hmm. That was the intent of this entirely. That's how they were able to get
these, they had to water it down this time so they could do it.
They just told the Democrats, look, if we can just sabotage the health insurance industry in the United States as it is, then we'll have to have single payer. The ones that were, you know, adamant about single payer, they know they're going to get it, and they know they're going to get it within a decade, and certainly within two.
Number three, because what happens if some of these companies dry up? Because there are hardly any insurers out there right now. There are a bunch of.
I think they have to know it's coming too. That's the thing. Like, the people in the insurance companies, they have to know that down the road this is going to screw them. But they really do seem to be in the almost like a. An Enron mode of let's just loot as much as we can.
Ride it out.
While we can, you know. Let me tell you, don't invest in healthcare right now.
Right.
Do not invest in healthcare companies. The people that are in it are going to milk it for what they can before it all goes to pot. And they realize that they have to, you know, that there's no stopping. And I'm sure they realize it. So they manipulate as best they can to, like, milk it as much as possible. They'll run, you know, they'll make it out because they know it's coming.
But no worries. Then, you know, no worries, because even if the costs go up, we've got number three, help buying insurance. Lower-income Americans who can't afford to buy insurance will get help in one of two ways, because remember, costs are going to go up as a result of this, so more Americans won't be able to afford it. The bill expands Medicaid, the free government plan for the poor and disabled, and anyone making up to about $15,000 per year.
Good Lord.
About 16 million new people are expected to go into Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program because of the bill. And there's another part to this, two parts to this answer here about how the government will bring more people on board with government health insurance, if you will. 800-259-9231 or just government subsidized health care. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and those features include our various different ways to listen to the show. You can listen via live streams, broadband, or dial-up versions 24 hours a day. Our webcam is available as well during live show hours. and the listen lines. You can dial up via any phone that can call long distance and hear Free Talk Live any old time you want to. Get all the details on all of those listening options and listen in for free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Just trying to get a grasp of what exactly, some of at least, what the healthcare reform legislation entails. USnews.com, US News and World Report. Kent Garber reporting on this here. So he's saying that lower-income Americans, we're on number three as far as what this thing does, lower-income Americans who can't afford to buy insurance, which will be more of them because, well, this bill is going to increase the cost of insurance by mandating that they take on people who have pre-existing conditions and that sort of thing. They will be able to get signed up for Medicaid, which is a free government plan for the poor and disabled. They're going to expand it to anybody who's making up to around $15,000 per year. So they're expecting another 16 million Americans to be going into the government healthcare program as a result of this. So it's not a government insurance program. It's just government healthcare, straight out government healthcare. Second, it would provide subsidies to people who aren't poor enough to qualify for Medicaid but still struggle to afford insurance. Individuals making up to about $44,000 would qualify for some kind of subsidy.
Good Lord. Individuals at $44,000?
That's correct.
That's $44,000 is a pretty
poor.
Good. Yeah, it's a pretty good paycheck.
Well, and it's an important thing for the government to get people on their subsidies, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because the government wants people to be dependent. It wants you to
look what's happening in Greece. Yeah. You tell the populace that they're going to take their subsidies away, and they take to the streets. They
yep.
you know they set fire to cars.
Well, they demand it. They believe that it's their right. And so you start handing out welfare to people, and they're never going to want to let go of it. And the same thing here. This is different from welfare. This is your health. So people are going to – I mean, they're going to look at their increased
food
rates.
Is next.
You're
look
right.
For government
and that's
cheese.
Really scary. People
you have to eat, don't you? I mean, if you have to have it. I mean, health care is a right. Why shouldn't it be a right? I mean, you have to
shouldn't
have it.
Shouldn't
right?
food be a right? Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
going
to die without it.
What about sex?
Hey, there you go. Government sex workers.
We've got to reproduce,
what we
need. You know.
Government prostitutes. Free sex. It would be free, right, with the government? If you had a government prostitute, you would just...
It'd be the other way around from the way it normally is with the government.
So it's just crazy what they're talking about here, because they're just going to get more people hooked on government subsidies. People are going to look at the price of health care. They're going to look at the price of insurance. They're going to say, oh, my God, I can't afford this. The government's offering a subsidy. I'll take it. And I wouldn't blame them for doing it.
I don't think there's anything wrong philosophically or morally for taking
it. I don't think so either, but it's going to the reality is it's going to get people hooked on it, and
sure.
they're going to feel like they deserve it. And so then that means that they're going to feel like the government needs to stick around, because who of the people who are receiving government subsidies for health care or free Medicaid or whatever are going to want to support secession? Probably not very many of them. So even though secession, of course, would completely eliminate the FDA and all those medical bureaucracies and likely dramatically reduce the cost of health care and whatever the state was that decided to secede, but nonetheless. So it says here, and for people who don't get insurance from their employers, they'd be able to shop for plans on new insurance exchanges, whatever those are. Number four, help for prescription drugs. Right off the bat, the bill will give seniors $250 rebates to help pay for prescription drugs, which are, of course, so expensive because of the FDA's multi-billion dollar approval process.
And not to mention, they've gotten more and more expensive since the
patenting?
The drug subsidization that went on during the Bush administration.
Yep. So they just keep increasing the cost of manufacturing these medications, and so that instead of reducing the regulations, instead of allowing the marketplace to self-check itself and to have third-party verification companies like Underwriters Laboratories check out these pills and test them without having all the bureaucratic overhead of an FDA where it costs literally billions upon billions of dollars to get a drug approved. Instead of eliminating the bureaucracy, instead of eliminating the hoops, well, they'll just keep building hoops and just give people subsidies. Because that won't come crashing down from an economic standpoint someday. Where's the money come from for these subsidies, huh? Where does it come from?
The rich people. They have too much money.
Or they print it out. One or the other, right? So we continue here. It will get rid of these.
By the way, if you make it so arduous for rich people to live in your country,
they'll leave.
They're going to leave.
Well,
it's
an illusion anyway. I know a lot of people think that, you know, you can just tax the rich and get stuff for the poor. And it doesn't actually work. When you do the numbers, you have to tax poor people. And that's why we have things like Social Security. which is just a 15% tax on poor people. And obviously, you know, they pay out whatever benefits they want, and they do that out of debt because they've already spent the Social Security. It's really just a tax. And so there's all and it's all just they just hide the tax, but they're taxing the crap out of everyone. And most definitely the poor people as well. It's really just an illusion that we're going to tax the rich people and give stuff to the poor people.
It's true. And the rich people are the ones that have the tax attorneys so that they can get out of paying these things.
They got the loopholes.
And the fact is, you know, I know that I've seen programs for rich people to go to change their citizenship to other countries.
Yep.
And then they can live wherever you want.
Over the next decade, it'll also get rid of the so-called donut hole. Medicare, thanks to quirks of past laws, helps cover seniors who spend either less than $2,700 or more than about $6,150 on prescription drugs, but nothing in the middle. To put simply, seniors will get much more help.
People spend $2,700? Oh, my goodness.
Prescription drugs are very expensive.
They must be.
Number five, penalties for people who don't buy insurance and companies that don't offer it. Here we go. Here's the stick. The bill has what's called an individual mandate, which means that most Americans, starting in 2014, so you got another 4 years here, will have greater must-have insurance or face a penalty. The penalty would be $95 or 1% of income, whichever is greater, in 2014, and go up to $695 or 2.5% of income in 2016. The bill also includes an employer mandate, which means that most businesses that don't offer insurance to their employees will face a penalty as well. Companies with fewer than 50 workers would be exempt. So there you go. $695 will be the cost or 2.5% of your income if you decide that you would rather not go ahead and purchase the insurance. They'll just jack the money from you. Number six, no public option. Much of the debate in the past year was consumed by talk about the public option, which was pushed by Democrats who wanted the government to provide an alternative to private insurance plans. The House included it in its bill last fall, but the Senate, in order to get the 60 votes, did not. The final bill does not have the public option either. But they haven't forgotten about it. You can rest assured that they have not forgotten about the public option. And as soon as the insurance companies become in such dire straits that it's so far too arduous and difficult for them to actually continue operating their businesses, they will likely be cannibalizing one another. One insurance company will go under another insurance company. I mean, I'm speculating here, but you know, tell me if you think I'm wrong. One insurance company will go under because the costs are just too much and they just can't make it work anymore. And so some other company will buy them up and they'll take all their customers. And before you know it, you'll have one or two, and it really isn't that much more than that right now, major insurers in the country. And eventually they'll just
too big to fail. The government has to keep bailing them out.
Yeah, there you go. The government will come in with a bailout, but then the government will take ownership of the companies, and then you'll have your public option. Then they'll just say, well, we might as well make this a government, completely government-controlled thing, and there's only one company left, so we'll just have the government take it over and then force everybody to, you know, to work with that company and pay whatever arbitrary rates they come up with. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
1-800-259-9231 for your comments on the healthcare situation in this country. We are running down the list of things from U.S. News and World Report that they say are and are not in the healthcare bill. Now, this is their interpretation of the 3,000-page piece of legislation, just so I can have some idea. Because honestly, I have no idea what's in there. I haven't really been paying close attention to the debate because, well, it doesn't really matter until it all comes out in the wash. And now it's done. It's over. They've passed the legislation, and so now we can take a look at it.
I have not even given it a glance.
Yeah,
you know?
Me neither.
That's one thing about, you know. There's a certain kind of peace that comes over when you quit caring about politics.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I am enjoying that peace.
Right. I don't really care because I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to follow their mandates.
That's all I do is this. All right, how do I avoid this?
But I'm
do
curious. My best, you know? Right. I'm curious to know exactly what it is that it has in it. That way I can at least have something to say if somebody brings it up because I do a radio show here. So number 7. No traditional Medicare cuts. Seniors won't see cuts to their regular Medicare benefits. Those who have Medicare Advantage, however, may see some changes. Medicare Advantage plans, which are paid for by the government but administered by private companies, offer extra benefits like eye care and dental visits. These plans on average cost the government about 15% more per person than regular Medicare. In an effort to cut spending, the bill gradually cuts the amount the government will give private insurers to offer Medicare Advantage, which may lead to insurers dropping benefits or dropping out altogether. So I can't say I really know much about the Medicare Advantage program, but it sounds like they're trying to put people who are in that program perhaps back in Medicare. Number 8. Higher taxes for the wealthy. Boy, everybody's going to cheer about that one, right? Because, you know, stick it to the rich. They're evil. Well, it's actually the government that's evil because they force people to do things that they don't want to do and force them not to do things that they do want to do. And you take money out of people's hands who have a lot of it, and that means they have less of it to invest in things like new businesses and creating new jobs. But nonetheless, to help pay its $940 billion price tag, the bill raises certain taxes on individuals making more than $200,000 a year, which isn't really that much.
He said that he wasn't going to raise taxes on people who made more than $250,000 a year. So I guess he you know, had a
couples
change of thing.
Making over $250,000. They won't raise taxes on couples making.
Well, so that's just couples making $250,000, but individuals making $200,000. Apparently, people in the government can't add because they'll just file separately.
For example,
make it $400,000.
The Medicare payroll tax would rise for these individuals, as would taxes on some investments. Number 9, cutting the deficit. Even though Republicans said the bill was too expensive and spends wastefully, the Congressional Budget Office says it will actually help cut the deficit by more than $130 billion in its first 10 years and more than $1 trillion in the second 10 years. That said, the CBO admits that there's considerable uncertainty in its estimates. Gee, why would that be? Why would it be that the government is not certain about its estimates as far as how much it'll save over the years? Why do you think that is?
I don't think it really matters because they're wrong even if they do make a guess.
Well, because they can't calculate. I mean, they have no real ability to know what's going to come, and they don't ever predict themselves as spending more than they budget for, which is always what ends up happening. Whenever a government program is proposed, whether it's healthcare or whether it's fixing a road or building a new school or whatever it is that they need to outlay some money for, it ends up costing 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, 12 times. Who knows how much it always costs more than they originally budgeted it for. And so they're claiming it's going to reduce the deficit, but you know, there's also at the same time covering their butts by saying, well, we're not really sure. Well, it's going to reduce the deficit, but maybe not. And of course, that even if it did reduce the deficit, and I don't know what sort of sleight of hand they're talking about here that would make that happen. Even if it did reduce the deficit, that doesn't mean that they're going to spend less. That doesn't mean that the government's going to get smaller. Reducing the deficit is just the difference between the amount of money that they've budgeted to spend in a year and the amount of money that they actually spend. That's the deficit, correct?
I think the deficit is the amount of money they take in versus the amount of money that they spend.
I see. Okay, so they take in X, and then whatever they spend, the difference is...
But likely they don't even know what they take in, so you're probably right that it is what they're budgeting to expecting to take in.
Maybe if you can clarify that, 800-259-9231. So we go on here. Number 10, making healthcare cheaper. The cost of healthcare for, and this is a real magic trick, the cost of healthcare for Americans has been rising for more than a while now. The bill has several ideas for controlling costs, including experiments to pay hospitals and doctors a lump sum for treating a particular patient rather than paying them for every single test and procedure they provide. There are also programs in the bill to bring medicine into the digital age. Experts say these ideas could be game-changing, but it's too
because
early.
Because the government is going to push forward technology in the area of medicine. The government, where the FBI just can't make email work for themselves. They may very well have pulled it off now. But
for years they were trying.
For years and years they couldn't make email work for themselves. And I don't know that they have made it work. I'm not going to go out on that limb.
They spent millions, hundreds of millions of dollars trying to get email to work at the FBI. They brought in multiple different IT managers. They threw up their hands in frustration. They left. A new IT guy comes
email.
In.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can put up a site and have emails sent to them in moments.
But they couldn't do it. And who knows what the current status is, Mark? You're presuming that they've gotten it ironed out.
I am. I mean, just because it seems so ludicrous that they wouldn't.
So, yeah, the whole idea that the government is going to somehow bring innovation into healthcare, what? Innovation comes from competition. Innovation comes from people in a search of a profit going and creating new ideas, putting new concepts together, offering them in the hopes that they're offering something to the marketplace that the market is looking for so that the people in the marketplace will purchase it to give them some more money to which they can then research other things with and compete with the other companies in the marketplace to bring the best products and services to the marketplace. When you have one size fits all provider of healthcare services, and it's not quite that way yet, but that's the direction things are going in. When you have one controller of, in this case, the government is not the one-size-fits-all provider, but they're getting there. But they are the largest controller of healthcare dollars in the country. So when you have this monolithic healthcare-providing entity...
Yeah, they aren't single-payer, but they are the biggest payer by a long, long shot.
They can say, well, we think this research is important, and pour a bunch of money into it. But if they're wrong, then we all pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
If they spend billions of dollars on some new research of some kind of technology that they think is very important, and it turns out it's not, we're on the hook, not some investors. Whereas if it's a company that's doing similar research, if it's a company that identifies a possible product or some new technique or something like that, if this company looks at that and says, well, can we make this work? Okay, let's get some investors together and bring their money into this. And you know, the investors, of course, hoping that it will work. And they'll hope that down the line they'll make a profit on their investment. But it's an investment. They understand that there's a risk involved. If the company goes belly up and they lose their butts, they poured millions of dollars into it and it all disappears, or billions into it and it all disappears, it wasn't your money and it wasn't my money because we weren't the investors.
Yeah, I was listening to NPR and they were talking about the dot-com bubble and all the money that was lost in the dot-com bubble. I didn't lose any because I didn't invest in it.
There you go. Exactly right. But when the government does those things, everybody loses. And nobody's responsible either. If a government makes a mistake and loses billions of dollars, it's oopsie, well, we'll just get billions more next year from the same
suckers. Because we'll take it from you.
Right.
And we'll throw you in jail if you don't comply.
Yeah.
This is how they do business.
But yet we're supposed to believe that the government's going to make healthcare cheaper. Ludicrous. 800-259-9231. So there you have it. That's the outline from U.S. News and World Report. We've got enough time for your calls about whatever you want. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you are welcome to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. That's a good thing, right? Well, you get perks, too. To sweeten the deal, you get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, which is basically our show minus the commercials that we normally put in the podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it all the time to Jack. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Simple story and graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some of the samples and order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. Did I say underdog.com the first time, or did I say underground?
Honestly, I was looking at my show prep.
I get a little confused. It's freemarketunderdog.com.
And it's Ayn Rand.
Oh, whatever.
What did you call her there? I
tend to call her Ayn because it's what's comfortable for me.
The Ayn Rand people were at the Talkers Convention, by the way.
Yeah,
they come out to these, they give away Ayn Rand books, and they're just so dedicated to her. It's weird. It's creepy.
It's a little bit culty almost.
It is. It absolutely is. Anyway, I didn't really have much else to say beyond that. So, Dale, let's talk about some controversy that has been bubbling up here in the Free State Project over the last few days. After the Liberty Forum, there have been some posts on the Free State Project forum. Of course, we were there at the Liberty Forum. All of us were broadcasting the show live, and it was a lot of fun. The Liberty Forum was a great event, positive vibe.
I had a blast, yeah.
A lot of people coming together, and people of disparate viewpoints. I mean, even though we all generally believe in more freedom, some believe in more freedom than others, and that sometimes is the source of some conflict. There was an accusation that was made, not against anyone in particular, that resulted in some tempers flaring, I suppose. Can you summarize what's been going on?
Okay, I think so.
I mean, I kind of blindsided you with this.
I think, I didn't expect this to get discussed unless someone called in about it. But I guess I can talk about it. Well, it started. I think it started with someone playing. There was an event at the forum where someone played the national anthem.
Oh yeah, one of the speakers.
Yeah, it was the speakers. They were satisfying the speaker, and he was a politician in New Hampshire, and so Dan Itza, I believe. And,
yeah, he's one of those conservative type guys.
Yeah, and so. The fact that, you know, actually I can remember at the moment all of a sudden that the flag is dramatically brought in and picked up on the stage. And
did it have golden fringes?
It did have the golden fringe. I noticed.
Well, you know that if it has a golden fringe, it's the flag of the maritime government and not the flag of the common law government.
Well, that by itself, you know, we had some eyeballs pop open and then, you know, and then a little while later, you know, the national anthem is sung. And now, like, my jaw is on the table, and I kind of pick it up. But then I kind of got over it.
It's just so naturalistic.
I did not expect it at the Liberty Forum. I think it's the first time I've ever seen it.
It's tacky. It's icky.
But, you know, and then sort of retrospect, I'm like, oh, well, it is a, you know, it's a politician speaking. I mean, I guess, you know. And I looked around. I noticed, like, about half the people standing, half of them sitting. I didn't count or anything. And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of, look, that shows how diverse we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so some people, but, you know, and I just kind of, like, made a little comment, and then I kind of forgot about it, you know, moved on. I didn't give much thought to it. And then there was a post, someone posted with 6 question marks, pledge and anthem, and there wasn't a pledge, by the way, but someone posted pledge and anthem at the Liberty Forum. And then what happened when that came up and some people brought up, you know, why is the pledge happening at the, or the anthem happening at the Liberty Forum? There was,
well,
like,
I know why. I mean, before we go on, I know why. It's because those people, they have this attitude about the federal government that this idea that it could be brought back to the Constitution, that there's the possibility to restore the republic, as some might say. And
I can speak to this to some extent.
Feeling about it.
To some extent, I'm kind of in that camp. The only thing I feel that's worth saving at the federal government at this point is the flag and the eagle. I like them. You know, like I admittedly like those symbols. But that's what they use against you. There is this organization of people that don't mind, you know, using violence to get what they want. They have grown this government over time. In fact, the idea of the country of America is conflated with their government. It's the same thing. You can't have America without the United States government. You can't have the United States government without America. They're the same thing, unless you're talking about continents and stuff. So,
except they're not.
Right. So I understand the wistfulness about the Pledge of Allegiance, the Star Spangled Banner, although I think America the Beautiful is a better song. The eagles, the soaring in the sky while the trumpets play. I understand it and get it. However, I think that's the only good thing about the country is the feeling that you can get from those things.
Well, I think I don't think that a big deal ought to be made about it. I think some people are making a bigger deal than it's worth. But what bugged me about it was all the distractions that immediately came up. There was like this laundry list of, I mean, because it became this two-sided thing of like the anarchist versus the constitutionalist crowd. Like those are two very distinct groups. And they're against each other or something.
It didn't seem that way to me.
No, not until later. I mean, there were some people who made it that.
Not until the forum later.
And then all of a sudden there's a laundry list of things that people did that were bad at the forum and therefore just don't pay attention to the anthem thing. And in particular, somebody forged a lunch ticket.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't even know what the reasoning is that someone forged a lunch ticket. Presumably, and I'm totally guessing because we dug trying to figure out what they're basing this on. But I have to presume that they found a ticket that wasn't accurate.
Kosher.
And so,
somewhere.
And stack of tickets. And they didn't know because they don't know who did it.
The food was delicious.
It was good food. And so they don't know who did it. And basically, a huge controversy erupted. Someone went to, like, the Auth Expo room and to the ALL, the Alliance of Libertarian Left table, and said, you guys are anarchists, right? You believe, you know, you need to tell your people that theft and fraud are wrong.
Your people.
How would you know that they were these were the folks that did it? I mean, that
there was like some kind of process of elimination whereby it couldn't have been a constitutionalist who did it. It was probably, it had to be someone who was an alt-expo crowd because those are the people who come and don't buy tickets.
Well, that, I'd have to see more evidence. That in and of itself doesn't sound conclusive to me. I don't.
Well, just the implication, though, that because one person, even if it was, let's assume it was.
I'm going to have to assume, though, that the person making the accusation was in the constitutionalist crowd, not in the anarchist crowd, right?
That would be a safe assumption.
Right, and
that person already has a chip on their shoulder.
I think they would probably be offended if somebody in the anarchist crowd had found out about the ticket and then blamed the constitutionalist for whatever rationale.
Go talk to all your constitutionalist friends and explain to them that fraud and theft are wrong.
Well, yeah, he apparently barged into a, now I wasn't there for this. Were you there when this happened?
No, but about half a dozen people were, and they're all corroborating that.
He came into a conversation in this party room or whatever. He came in, One person came in, okay. Barges in, and immediately points at them and wags his finger in their face and starts talking about how they need to have a talk
in a very condescending manner. And it starts becoming about your principles. And if you don't give a lecture to your people, your community, that fraud and theft are wrong. If you don't give them a lecture about this, then you are condoning fraud and theft. You're advocating fraud and theft.
As though it's this guy's responsibility.
Well, I think if you knew somebody stole something.
Well, yeah, you know who it is.
If you knew that a group of people did something, like, you know, a classroom and something comes up broken like that, you can lecture the classroom on the behavior or some. You know, I think that's, but to guess that, you know, it could have been somebody who wasn't involved in the organization at all. I mean, it seems unlikely.
Well, I'm sorry, I have a problem. Of course, I have a problem with the whole process of elimination that's the alt-expo types that don't buy tickets. Because I would describe myself as an alt-expo type, and I did buy tickets. I bought the full package every time they had one.
I go to an alt-expo, and I think they're awesome. I enjoyed this one and learned something
about it. It's just not that black and white. I'm sorry, there's a lot of overlap. There are people who I'm sure are constitutionalist types that are working at Pizza Hut who can't buy a $200 ticket for the weekend.
But even even if you knew it was somebody who was one of the alt-expo people, the anarchist crowd, even if you knew that it was they who made this forgery, would it be the responsibility of the guy who organized the Alt-Expo room to talk to every single one of the anarchists in attendance about being honest and not stealing?
If they don't, they're advocating fraud and theft.
It's crazy. Anyway, we're out of time for the radio side of things. We're actually going to keep this going here for a little bit on our internet version of the program over at freetalklive.com. So join us there for a little bit more. And radio listeners, we'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com in the meantime.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.